So me and my new roommate just arrived at the Cox Arms, and not to much surprise, Frank was already marking his territory on the pool table, along with 15 empty pint glasses surrounding him. So me went for better drinking options, of course, as I settled for a cola while Sarah grabbed a strawberry milkshake. Well, this is my life now, I suppose. So Frank, what do you do for a living then, mate? Other than drinking the town's beer supply?
I breathe. Oxygen, mate. Don't I? Are you thick or something?
Bloody hell. What sort of bloke sits there drinking all day having the guts to call others thick?
Oh, you do, Bill.
Except I have a job, unlike that pile of useless flab over there.
What job do you do? Tell me!
9 to 5 at a local petrol station. That's all. Besides, what does that creature do for money then?
Oi! Who are you calling creature? I get me month off the council. Innit?
So I'm the only one with a job, and even that's a load of tut.
I would get a job, but I'm focusing on my education at the moment, though.
Yeah, but what about that sack of potatoes over there? He's not getting any job anytime soon, unless you get one as a professional drinker. God, he'd be the best one to ever live. Until that alcohol gets to him. Hey, Sarah.
Yes, Bill?
Have you actually seen Frank sober?
Hangover count?
No, then. Well, it could be worse. I mean, it could be a spook.
You're right there, but Mr. Price, who's next door, is one. He's a nice man, actually, and so is Mike. She's got loads of cats.
Great. An alcoholic, a smoker, and a crazy cat lady. All on the same bloody floor, let alone the building.
Boy, you're right. Give me a beer, will ya?
Get it yourself, you useless pussbag.
Hey, Bill, I never asked. What do you do for fun?
Go out to places with my mates, I suppose. They're all back at the old estate. Sod it.
Hey, wanna hang out with me sometime, Bill?
Well, what do you have in mind?
We could go see a film. Yeah!
What, like a sci-fi or horror?
Tutu and a Tulips, or Super Stylers!
God... What did I do to deserve this? Please have mercy on my son. Sarah, he's frothing at the bloody mouth. How the hell is that cute? You know, after a brief amount of thinking, I myself realised that I'd made a great mistake. The property I chose to live in was cramped, stank of alcohol, and had insufficient bedrooms. I think I chose the wrong estate.